Well, welcome everyone. I'd like to begin the Upper District Board of Directors meeting on this October 14th at 9 a.m. Lots to cover today, so let's get to it. Looking at the agenda, we'll go to the Pledge of Allegiance. And Ruben, if you could key us in on that, we'd appreciate it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, let's play ball. Those guard Dodgers
better pick it up.
The Dodgers. Oh, okay. Let's not bring that up. All right. Let's continue on the agenda. We have the roll call of the Board of Directors. If you hear your name, please signify that you're present. Director Santana.
Here.
Director Fellow.
Here.
Director Trevino.
Here.
Director Contreras.
Present.
And Director Chavez also present. Let the record reflect that all directors are present for today's meeting. Go to item number 3, the adoption of the agenda. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
Contreras approves.
Fellow seconds.
It's been moved by Contreras, second by Fellow. Any discussion? If not, let's take a roll call vote. Director Santana?
Aye.
Director Fellow?
Aye.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
Director Contreras?
Aye.
Director Chavez is an aye, so that passes 5-0. We'll go to public comments. At this time, anyone wishing to address the Board of Directors, Upper District, may do so at this time. So, Christy, are there any written comments or hands raised?
Good morning, President Chavez. No written comments, and I don't see any hands raised at this time. Thank you.
Okay. I'll just pause for a couple of seconds to see if anybody wishes to address the board. If not, then we will move forward to item number 5, committee reports. We have 3 reports in our packets. 5A is administrative finance, B is government affairs, and C is water resources. Any chairperson wish to add any comments to their committees may do so at this time. Al, you're on mute.
Thank you. Okay. Other than just be aware that there might be changes in the November, December schedules or cancellation of some of the meetings, whether the committee meetings or board meetings. That's all.
Okay. And those are probably due to the holiday schedule, correct?
Correct.
All right. So please take note of that. Any other comments on our reports? If not, then we will move forward to item number 6, which is our consent calendar. There's 3 items on the consent calendar: minutes, outreach, and...
We'll move consent calendar from Trevino.
Okay. Let's see.
President.
By Jennifer.
Okay, so the consent calendar is moved by Trevino, seconded by Santana. There's 3 items on consent calendar, A, B, and C. Any discussion?
I have something to say.
Absolutely.
I know I wasn't present at the last board meeting, but I did listen to the full meeting. So I'm going to be voting on that.
Okay, sounds good. Any other comments on the consent calendar? If not, then we will take a roll call vote. Director Santana?
Aye.
Director Fellow?
Aye.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
Director Contreras?
Aye.
And Director Chavez is an aye. It passes 5-0. We'll go to item 7, which is action or discussion items. We have 2 items before us. One is 7A, conservation program funding from fiscal year 2020-21 and 21-22. It has gone through the Government Affairs Committee, has been approved for a recommendation, but Tom, do you wish to share a brief report on that?
Well, for that, I will turn it over to Patty to give you a quick update.
Sounds good.
Okay. Good morning, directors. Really briefly, this is the approval for the next two fiscal years of Upper District's total MA allocation. So part of this approval is to pull out the $143,000 that can be used for flex funding projects, such as the water fill station program. So what we were proposing is to utilize $100,000 of this flex funding for the water fill station program, and then leaving $43,000 available for other potential projects that could be implemented over the next two fiscal years. Now, with the MA allocation, it is a very fluid process. So if we see that we need more funding, we could then allocate more if the producers don't utilize that additional $43,000. So that is what staff's recommendation is. And then for the flex funding, and then for the remaining amount, which is $429,000, that needs to be earmarked for accountable water savings programs. We have currently earmarked $200,000 for Upper District 6 for 60 residential retrofit program. So we would propose that we leave that funding in there, and hopefully within the next 2 years, we could implement that program. If we see because of the pandemic restrictions that we can't continue that program, then again, we can always reallocate that into a separate program. And that concludes my summary. You're on mute, Ed.
While I was on mute, I said you just did a terrific job. That's what I was saying. So the second comment was, is there any comments from the board of directors on her report?
Just hoping that Director Chavez or President Chavez, just hopefully we get more money.
Absolutely. Okay. If that's the case, then I need a motion to approve that recommendation.
So moved by Contreras.
Second by Fellow.
Thank you. Any further discussion?
I do have a question on this, actually. I know that I've been listening to just a few of the metropolitan meetings, and I know that funding has come up quite a bit recently. Is that going to impact this at all? Or?
Yeah, so at the Metropolitan Finance Committee on Monday this week, staff presented information on their demand management funding. This was something that in the San Diego lawsuit, San Diego challenged MET's rate structure, including the water stewardship charge. And that water stewardship charge collects the money to use for conservation and local resources programs. San Diego prevailed on that particular item, and so Metropolitan, in their budget and rate adoption in April of this year, eliminated the water stewardship charge, knowing that they had enough funding in that reserve fund to last, they anticipated 2 years. They received a report this week that confirms that they still anticipate they have sufficient funding to last through the end of calendar year 2022. So for the next 2 years, this funding, the MA funds, will be available. Metropolitan down the road will need to go through some rate structure discussions, probably starting in the spring. And it may take easily a year for those discussions to reach a conclusion on a modified rate structure that includes a demand management charge of some.
MET has funding for 2 years, right, Tom?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. So this is solid. We got this is money definitely that we have to spend.
Yes.
Yes.
Great. That's all. Thank you.
Any further discussion on this item? Then we'll take a roll call vote. It was a motion by Contreras, seconded by Fellows to approve the recommendation of the conservation program. Please signify by saying aye. So Director Santana?
Aye.
Director Fellow?
Aye.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
Director Contreras?
Aye.
And Director Chavez is an aye. That item passes 5-0. It's been approved. We'll go to 7B, which is Board and Committee meeting holiday schedules. This item went before the Administration and Finance Committee for approval. Do we have a little report on that as well, Tom?
Yeah, so in November, our first board meeting falls on Veterans Day. The second board meeting falls on the Wednesday prior to Thanksgiving Day. So staff are recommending we move to one meeting in November on the third Wednesday of the month on November 18th. In December, the second meeting falls just very close to Christmas, actually on Christmas Eve. So we're proposing just to have one meeting in December. It will be the normal first meeting of December, which will occur on December 15th. I'm sorry, yeah, December 9th. Excuse me, December 9th. There's also a few committee meetings in the staff report. The Water Resources and Facility Management Committee moving up from December 22nd to December 15th, and the Admin and Finance Committee from December 24th to December 17th. Also in November, reschedule the Water Resources and Facility Management Committee from November 24th to November 17th, and the Admin and Finance Committee from November 26th to November 19th.
Okay. So we have that. It seems like when we come close to those meetings, we make the changes, but you would think that there will be some master calendar because we know at the beginning of the year when those dates fall. So probably look at a master calendar at the beginning of the year. Okay, so noted on the report. Is there a motion to approve those recommendations?
I make the motion, Mr. President. Contreras.
Seconded by Fellow. And we'll go ahead and take a roll call vote. Director Santana?
Aye.
Director Fellow?
Aye.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
Director Contreras?
Aye.
And Director Chavez, aye. That motion passes on a 5-0 vote. And then we'll go to item number 8, which is informational items. We have three items before us, the election results, press release, and newspaper articles. Mr. Love, if on the informational items, who actually won that election? I haven't seen the results on that.
It was Mel Matthews. He was the incumbent. Mel is on the Foothill Municipal Water District Board and also the general manager of the Kinaloa Water District up by Altadena. So Mel won. We actually cast our ballot for a gentleman from Orange County who did not win the election.
Okay. Interesting. Thank you. Any other questions on item number 8? If not, then we will move to attorney's report. Mr. O'Neill.
Sorry, I had trouble finding the mute button. Kind of a slow report since the last meeting. Did some work following up on the AB 992 issues, and we'll have a letter going out this week. We also drafted an analysis regarding that same issue. Worked on some contracts with Elena and some administrative matters with Evelyn, and then worked with the general manager on some aspects of our closed session that's coming up at this meeting. And so that concludes my report.
Good. Any questions for our attorney at this time? If not, later on we'll have a discussion with him once we go into closed session. We'll go to item number 10, engineer's report. And I don't see Mr. Johnson, but I see an improvement here.
Good morning, directors. Steve's on vacation this week, so I'll be giving the engineer's report. Starting off with the key well, last Friday, October 9th, the key well was at 201.2 feet, That's a decrease of 0.1 feet from the prior week and a decrease about 1 feet from the prior month. And it's 10 feet lower than a year ago.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. There's a graph right there. The combined storage at the reservoirs was 16,700 acre feet, excluding the minimum pool. That's about 6,200 acre feet available for groundwater replenishment. Releases from Morris as of this week is 35 CFS, and that's going to the community of 9. But the 500 CFS releases from Morris stopped around on September 30th. And that was, so the total local water that was conserved in the main basin was about 25,900 acre feet. And then as of now, October 1st through December 31st, we're expecting maybe about, for untreated imported water deliveries from maybe Three Valleys is expecting to deliver about 2,900 acre feet. And rainfall this fiscal year from July 1st through September 30th, 0 inches at Pudding Stone and 0 inches at LA Civic Center. Water quality, during September, 23 wells were sampled under Title 22. August, 87 wells were sampled under Title 22, and there are no public notice of wells shut down due to contamination. That's the end of my report. Thank you.
Excellent. Any questions for our engineer? Yes,
Contreras. Mr. President, thank you very much. I don't know if it's going to be for Jenny or for Tom. If it's for Tom, we can wait for an answer, but if it's for Jenny. But yesterday and today on the newspaper, they talked about or wrote about and read about the habitat and the water issues. I know I brought that item also last month. But there's concern, or at least what I'm hearing, that they could be concerned about the water issues due to the fires. It can either Tom or Jennifer or Jenny, I'm sorry, give us an update on that?
That's a very important issue, and we've had a lot of discussions over the last month about that impact. We did have a meeting with Congresswoman Napolitano a few weeks ago, and the subject came up. I've been in some minimal dialogue, but I want to continue that with Water Master in Three Valleys. Patty and Elena have been in conversations with the Forest Service. So the issue is the Bobcat fire, the ranch fire, which was in August, and then previous fires in the area, essentially the entire watershed has burned it to some level. And the concern from a water supply and primarily the water supply standpoint, there's a small concern on water quality, is mud flows and sediment being mobilized and moving into those canyon reservoirs. The canyon reservoirs, if you remember our basin tours, you can see that there is already a fair amount of silt in those reservoirs that impedes their reservoir's ability to store water. The other issue is when they have been able to sluice some of the Morris Dam sediment, it ends up behind Santa Fe Dam, which is a concern to the Corps of Engineers because it takes up capacity there. And so there's a multitude of issues around this that we need to work on with the federal agencies, with County of Los Angeles, the local water agencies, and our foothill communities. Number one, do an assessment of how significant is the impact. And number two, what can be done using federal resources, local resources, state resources, to try and restore the watershed. And you, directors, you know that we've had a watershed restoration program that Upper District has led for the last, frankly, 20 or 30 years. And while that is certainly beneficial, the magnitude of that effort certainly would need to be scaled up. So we're having a lot of dialogue about the issue. It's moved to the top of the list for what we're working on, and we'll continue to do so and keep the board informed.
Any other questions, Director Contreras?
No, thank you.
Okay, Director Santana.
Thank you. So on that, Tom, I believe Napolitano was concerned about the sluicing of the dam. Is it related to the fires? Did I get that right?
So from Napolitano's standpoint, this is something she's worked on in the past before the Bobcat fire, is the Corps of Engineers contracting rules really impede their ability to do a partnership, public-private partnership, with a contractor to go in and excavate and remove the sediment behind Santa Fe Dam. She was successful in changing some of that, that improved that contracting process. The Corps of Engineers did have a little bit of a problem that I think will resonate with you, Director Santana, in that the first time they did it, they did the bidding process, they got a contractor, but they didn't specify their trucking plan, and the contractor submitted a trucking plan that had all the trucks driving right by the City of Hope. And the concern about noise and diesel emissions and dust was a significant problem, so they had to redo that contract, and they were successful in doing that. Mm-hmm. On a longer-term basis, so that's just the sediment that's already behind Santa Fe Dam. Mm-hmm. If they were to sluice all of the Canyon reservoirs, and that in itself is a challenge for the LA County, then it'd be a larger magnitude of a trucking operation. So the new trucking operation has a trucking route that doesn't go past City of Hope.
There's so much construction right now there. That's a good idea. It's just because of that.
Yeah. And so from Napolitano's standpoint, her main focus is really the Corps of Engineers. She will also be helpful in working with the USDA and the Forest Service on those issues up in the watershed. So the Corps of Engineers, their jurisdiction is the River Channel and Santa Fe Dam. Forest Service, of course, is the National Forest up in the watershed.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. So right now, Jenny, you mentioned a bunch of some releases, right, from Morris Dam. And those were not impacted. Those are fine as far as our watershed, right? It's low enough.
Yeah, they were still releasing the 500 CFS till September 30th. And then as of now, they're releasing the 35 CFS, and that's going to Committee of Nine.
Yeah. Okay. Does that go through Peck Park by chance? Peck Park was the water level has been pretty high lately. Do you know, or?
The 500 CFS went through, I think it went through Peck.
Okay.
Yeah, it did. They diverted that down the Rio Hondo Channel, which goes into Peck Park. And so that's the way there's a distribution committee comprised of representatives from Central Basin, the lower watershed and upper watershed that make decisions about where that water goes. And this last release was sent down the Rio Hondo Channel, which would impact Peck Park.
And the Committee of Nine is, what is the Committee of Nine, if I may?
So the Committee of Nine, and I should probably get Zampiello on here to explain it better than I can. So the Committee of Nine has been existed for much, much longer than the district, and represents the water producers in the Canyon area. It includes the Covina Irrigating Company, I think the City of Glendora, the City of Azusa, Azusa Light and Water, and several others. Well, Committee of Nine, there's nine entities involved in that. But it's mainly the producers that either take surface diversions out of the river or produce groundwater in what's called the Canyon part of the basin, which is north of the Tigana.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Tony, some bells on the line.
Yes. Tony Z, do you have any additional comments on that?
Sure. Yeah, sure. I can explain. The Committee of Nine, they hold the oldest rights. They hold pre-1914 rights up in the canyon. So it's a diversion right. And when the judgment was entered into, they were coupled together. So those folks can either pump that right or take it as a diversion. So some of them have treatment plants. There aren't nine members anymore. Those were the originals. I think it's down to about three main entities, Cal American Water, Covina Irrigating and City of Azusa. And then recently the City of Glendora joined because, if you've seen how that canyon works up there, there are two pits and there are wells for the City of Glendora that are right by those pits. So Glendora decided to join so they could work with Committee of Nine to divert some water there to them. So when you hear discussions about what's happening in the canyon and releases up there and concerns, the main concern seasonally during the summer by any of those folks is that those canyon basins can run low if there's not water flowing through there. So it's a diversion right for that group. The county holds as a courtesy some water back behind the canyons. The only thing to add to the discussion as we talk about sluicing and maybe, you know, that as an option going forward, the county proposed about 10 years ago now, 7 years ago, to do some pilot sluicing out of Morris. They were unable to get permits from Fish and Wildlife to do that. That's mainly due to the water gets very turbid coming out of the canyon, even though they were going to divert it into a smaller channel that they were going to dig in the river. So, that's the biggest concern for us out of those canyons is getting that sediment out. Sluicing is a very inexpensive way to do it, but it has its own issues. I don't mean to shoot down sluicing, but it looks like somebody emptied a cement truck out when you see that coming down the river. So obviously there are habitat concerns there. And so the other way is to truck it out. So what Watermaster is going to be looking at as a result of all this in the watershed is if we get a wet year, which we pray for every year, right? How much that sediment's going to be washed down and fill those reservoirs up. So that's the big concern. Now, it's unclear to me yet how far over into the fire started up by the West Fork, and it kind of burned east. So if it did that, we may not see as much, maybe some upstream damage coming down into Azusa Canyon, but it remains to be seen yet what will happen.
Okay. Any further questions from anyone else? If not,
thank you.
So let's move to our general manager's report, item number 11.
Yes, so a couple of items to highlight. You have the written report before you. But I do want to mention, so you're prepared, at the upcoming Water Resources and Facilities Management Committee, we will be having a presentation on some preliminary layouts for the new office from the architect. That meeting's on the 27th of October. And then our long-range finance plan, we have the final draft ready to go, and that will be heard by the Admin and Finance Committee on the 22nd. The County Safe Clean Water Program, we went through round one earlier this year. We've had a little hiatus, and they are just sending out requests for scheduling to start scheduling the meetings for round two. And so we'll continue to update the board on that progress as it occurs. I do want to talk about the Metropolitan Regional Recycled Water Project, but I'm going to wait until Director Trevino does his Metropolitan.
Excellent. Any questions from our general manager on his report? If not, then we'll go to item number 12, the Metropolitan Report. It's there in our packet, but I know there's been some activities, including a recent election on the board. Director Trevino, can you share some of that information with the board?
Mr. President. As most of you probably know already, Gloria Gray was reelected to a second two-year term, and it was unanimous. Ana Ortega, who was running against her, decided to endorse her, given the fact that Los Angeles decided to go with Gloria Gray. It was up to the last minute, actually. We didn't know where L.A. was going to be on this. And so she's going to be having being the chair for two more years, and she'll be sworn in again for two more years. Also, the Recycled Water Project, which Tom's going to talk about, is exciting. Moving forward on the permitting and the money, there'll be a discussion on how other entities will be involved and how much money they will contribute to the whole process of the environmental reports and permitting. So I'm excited because we are going to push that project forward. We'll be making some big decisions this coming year on recycled water project and the Carson project. And I'll let Tom speak to the rest of it, but I'm really excited about this project. I think it's going to be accelerated now, and I'm pretty happy about that. It's very important for us here in San Gabriel Valley. Tom?
Yeah, so with the pending board consideration of an action to authorize the preparation of the environmental documentation for the project, the Metropolitan staff and ourselves are going out and making some presentations in the community to the San Gabriel Council of Governments, their environmental committee. There will be a presentation next week. BizFed Water Committee, I will be discussing with them along with Metropolitan staff the project and the San Gabriel Valley Economic Partnership. We also have worked to arrange for the Southern California Water Coalition to receive a presentation. And this is all in the effort to build up some community support for the Metropolitan Action that's anticipated in November. For Upper District, at our October 28th meeting, we will have Devin Upade from Metropolitan present, give our board a presentation on the project as well. So it's building up some momentum. We're jumping behind that and supporting it, and also working with our communities here in the San Gabriel Valley to make sure they're aware of how important this project is moving forward.
Excellent. Any questions on the Metropolitan report? Yes, Director Contreras.
Thank you, President Chavez. A question in regard, how's the process going for interviewing or selecting a new GM at the Metropolitan? Is it on hold? Or I know it's not on hold, but are they starting to interview or accept applications yet?
No, we're going to be rolling out Metropolitan's consultant for the recruitment. Is going to be rolling out a campaign to try to get participation of the public and doing some town halls, some sessions like that to encourage people to come in and give testimony how they want to see this process go forward. We're going to make a big effort to try to make sure that the public is involved and the process is transparent. So that's in the planning stages right now. So it probably will not be after that, then it'll probably be sometime in late December, probably early January, that I think that we'll be looking at actual candidates. So that's where we're at right now.
Okay, because he's retiring December 31st, right?
That's right, but he has offered to stay on if need be.
Thank you, Director Trevino.
Thank you. Let's move forward and go to item number 13, which is water quality report. That report's in your packet. Item number 14 is the Water Master. That report's in the packet too, if anyone needs to share any additional information on that. Directors? If not, then we will go to item number 15, which is the AB 1234. That compliance report is in our packet. There's probably not too much to add to that since we're in COVID. I don't think anybody's really traveling, going anywhere. We'll go to item number 16, director's comments. And then with that, Director Santana, do you have anything to share to the board?
I guess something simple. I actually had the opportunity to go to the Aquarium of the Pacific recently. They have this great outdoor exhibit, a bunch of them. But I was, I went, you know, just for fun on a Sunday and came across this wonderful exhibit on where our water comes from. So I was really impressed. I don't know. They had all of, you know, they had Whittier Narrows and it was just a really wonderful thing. So, and then the water conservation, they had, you know, how many gallons you use for like a regular dishwasher versus a water conservation dishwasher. So I don't know if you've all seen it, but it's worth a trip. It was really well done, I thought.
Thank you. So I have to be silly here. So when people say, where did water come from? I remember as a kid, we're always talking about, where does milk come from? And of course, you know, from a cow, and then everybody asks, where did the chocolate milk come from? All right, so yep. We'll go to next.
Lucky I like you, Chums.
Hey, I'm heading out. I'm on break from school right now, so I'm heading out as soon as this meeting's over. So I'm kind of in a feisty, happy mood right now. So golfing? No, golfing. It's too hot. Too hot. We'll go to continue on director's report, and then we'll go to Director Fellow for his report.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to report that Tom Love and I spoke with the mayor and city council of Monrovia, I think it was last week, and talked about the Carson Project and talked about which hopefully will be our efforts to reforest part of their territory that was burned down in the fires. But they seem to be very happy with me and Tom Love. So I'm very happy on the board. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so we'll go to Director Trevino. Director's report.
Yeah, I have nothing, Mr. President.
Thank you. Director Contreras.
Nothing to report at this time. Thank you.
Okay, and I have nothing else to report. Then we'll go to item number 17, which is future agenda items. Anyone wishing to place anything on the agenda for future action may do so at this time. If not, then we will go to item number 18, which is a closed session item. And Mr. Attorney, can you report any government codes that we need to follow here?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The board will convene in closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54957 to discuss performance review of the general manager. I want to make sure all of you got my email from about 8:30 last night. It has a separate Zoom invitation. So I'm going to drop off now because I'm the host of that so I can set up that meeting.
Thank you.
And so, for those attending the meeting, the board will convene in closed session. Remain open. And then when closed session is concluded, we will rejoin this public meeting and report out of closed session. So stand by.
So did anybody get that? It sounded like the audio was off.
It was off.
So we'll just minimize on this one and come on and sign in with Steve.
So we're going to log off on this one, go on to Steve's closed session item. And once that's concluded, then we'll log back on to our current one. But this one will stay open for the staff and for the public. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Okay, so the board has met in closed session. We have concluded that, and we're resuming our regular board of directors meeting. Just waiting for all the directors to appear, then we'll go ahead and start.
It looks like Director Fellow is in as an attendee.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Looks like all directors are present and our attorney is back as well. Okay, so I'd like to reconvene the regular board of directors meeting of the upper district. The board was had adjourned to a closed session and has concluded its business. And Mr. Attorney, can you report any action the board has taken in closed session?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The board met pursuant to Government Code Section 54957 to discuss performance review of the general manager. I'm prepared to report that upon completion of the performance review, the board had a very favorable review of the general manager's performance in all aspects of the job. The district uses a performance appraisal methodology which considers the following elements of the general manager's performance: implementation of projects, programs, and initiatives, communications, operations and financial results, water resource management, board relationship, and strategic and organizational planning. In virtually all areas, Mr. Love was rated to be above average or outstanding. And the overall rating that was received through the appraisal process was outstanding and above average, with three directors rating him overall as outstanding and one rating him as above average. No ratings of average, need improvement, or unsatisfactory. So overall, a very, very favorable performance review. I'd also report that the board gave me instruction concerning the general manager's contract, which will come back to the board for public action. That concludes my closed session report.
Thank you. Any questions to the director? Questions about the closed session? I think it was reported accurately. Thank you for that, Mr. O'Neill. Having said that, then we will, before we go to item number 20 to adjourn, Mr. Love, is there any further business before the board?
No further business, and I want to say thank you to the directors for the performance review, and I look forward to getting going on the next year's planning early next year for our next strategic planning update.
Okay. Having dispensed all business before the board and Mr. Love, you actually got 6 votes for your performance. So
it's not Halloween yet.
Just wanted to add that there. Having dispensed with all business before the board of directors, then I move to adjourn.